Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This city and these Eagles know the two greatest chips on the American shoulder are taxation without representation and no respect despite domination. Washington, Hamilton, Peterson, Roseman, these colors don't run. And on Sunday against that Eagles D, neither will the Vikings. Don't tread on me and don't ever disrespect the womb of democracy. Put your bets on Philadelphia, fly Eagles fly to Minnesota, and God bless America. Underappreciated.
That is probably one of the best speeches that I have heard heading into a game. And honestly, I think our next guest just needs to be an honorary Philadelphian. And more or less so, he should be at this pep rally, which we're at Chickie and Pete's down in South Philly. I am John Bartrew. This is Sports Radio 94 WIP. Kyle Brandt is the host of NFL Network's Good Morning Football, which airs, of course, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. every day. He is with us right now. Kyle, how are you, sir?
John, it's a wonderful time to be alive. The Eagles are hosting the NFC Championship game. Joel Embiid is an all-star starter. This is fantastic. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Why aren't you here right now? That's my first question.
Well, two reasons. A four-year-old, a one-year-old, actually a third reason. I got to be up at 4 in the morning tomorrow to be on the show. But, man, I wish I was there. I was in Lincoln Financial this last weekend. Oh, my Lord. It's my first trip there. Definitely not my last trip there. I had built it up so high. You hear these reputations of the Philly fans, and from afar, you see all that Silver Linings Playbook nonsense and booing Santa Claus, blah, 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 and then you get there, and you're like, it couldn't really be like that. Let me tell you, John, it is like that, and it was awesome. I didn't want to leave.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the atmosphere, and certainly you're welcome back anytime. I guess my first thought on this game is it's in the trenches, and it certainly is on the defensive line of the Eagles to kind of go out there and basically take this game over and kind of just make Case Keenum incredibly uncomfortable. Is that what you're seeing from your viewpoint, or is it something else that I'm missing here?
Well, John, I think you're forgetting Case Keenum is America's sweetheart. This is the guy now. Come
he's,
on. This
he's
is,
Russell
this
Wilson.
This is the
yeah.
guy the country is ready to hug and to send to Disneyland. And I don't know if you know this, John, it hasn't really come up anywhere, but if the Vikings win this game, they'll be playing the Super Bowl at home. That's a fact. And so America has just decided that's what's going to happen. We're going to get the home Super Bowl, and Case Keenum is going to be an American hero who goes down the float at Disneyland. No. Let me tell you something that's going to happen to Case Keenum, in my opinion. I am not a Vikings fan. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I know this. I don't think Case Keenum's ever been hit like he's going to be hit on Sunday. I don't think he's ever faced that D-line that he's going to face. I know last week it wasn't. I mean, the Saints got one pass rusher. It's Cameron Jordan. That's great. He's a great player. The Eagles got about three of those guys. You look at the NFC North where Case Keenum plays. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers. They're not bringing anybody like Fletcher Mm-mm. Cox or Corey Graham and those guys. Case Keenum's a nice player. I think he's going to get rocked on Sunday.
Yeah, I really do, too. And I guess with that, like, what had... Was it just that tailgate alone that made you have the affinity for all these Eagles fans and kind of the underdog mentality of what's happening, or what made you jump on board here?
Here's what happened, John. Carson Wentz gets hurt. I was crestfallen. I love Carson Wentz. I've had this huge, huge privilege of getting to meet him a couple times, and I love him. It's rock solid. He's got the presence, got everything. I'm a massive fan. Who isn't? So he gets hurt. What I didn't like was that the second he went down, it's like the national media decided, well, the Eagles are done. That's right. I guess Roseman could just start preparing for the draft. The season's over. It doesn't matter that the games are at home. It doesn't matter what the record is. They're done. And I think that was short-sighted. I think it was lazy. And you can ask the Atlanta Falcons who's done. Because we're not supposed to have this conversation right now, John. Right now, the season's supposed to be over. Atlanta came in, took care of business, wiped the floor with the Eagles. They got the MVP, Julio Jones, blah, blah, blah. I loved hearing that. The Falcons have unfinished business, right, because they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know how much unfinished business the Eagles organization has for decades? It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so, no, it's not over. And I got frustrated that the media just said, well, I guess the Eagles are done. They're never done, especially when their D is that good and they run the ball and they're a one seed. It's absurd.
Well, you can certainly throw me in that pool of when Carson Wentz get down. I didn't think their Super Bowl chances were going to be too high. So they certainly proved me wrong, and I hope they continue to do that. Did you know, by the way, I know there was a little bit of drama between you and how your words got twisted and the Eagles kind of put this whole thing together. I think Brandon Graham was kind of in on it, who's here tonight, by the way, and just trying to make it so you were making it look like you were picking against the Eagles. Do you have any comment on that?
Sure. Yeah. Listen, first of all, my comment in a nutshell is anything I do to help the team, if it's positive, negative, any way they want to spin it. We live in crazy times in politics and life of spinning things. So if you want to spin it and it helps, great. Here's what happened. I did sort of a farcical, satirical little rant last week before the Falcons game saying, well, the Falcons have a bye. There's no game. And Philadelphia, just go on home. It's over. I was trying to say that it's how ridiculous it is. Well, It got back to me through this person and that person that the Eagles staff took that and some other things and cut them up and showed them to the team and took things out of context to make it look like I was really saying the Falcons had a bye. So Brandon Graham, moments after the game, now you remember, they're backed up in their own goal line. They stare down three shots to Julio Jones inside the 10-yard line. I can't even imagine what their adrenaline was doing. Brandon Graham, as he's walking off the field, is screaming about our show and my guy Peter Schrager saying, you disrespected us. You said the Falcons had a bye. He was so angry. It wasn't about the game or anything. It was about us. So it was wrong, completely wrong, because I thought the Eagles were going to win. But like I said, John, anything that they take, if they hear this right now, I think I'm saying they're going to lose by 30, use it and then go win.
All right, I'm going to let them know because I think they're going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. We're just whispering in here, hey, Kyle Brandt said you're going to lose by 30.
Yeah, John, tell them I think that the Vikings are going to embarrass them. The Vikings should pull their starters at halftime to rest them for the Super Bowl, and that maybe if it's not too much trouble, the Eagles could run some scout team, simulate the Patriots to help out the Vikings for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I love it. And didn't Schrager, like, literally stand up twice for both of your speeches? Like, I don't know how anybody could get that confused. He was pumped. He was ready to go. I was ready to walk through a brick wall for you.
Listen, I love it, John, and thank you. And, you know, I mentioned the reputation of Philadelphia fans. I'm sure you have so many of your listeners who hear that. As an outsider, you hear that he's cold-hearted, jaded. These guys have been awesome. I found the soft side of Philadelphia fans. You would not believe the outpouring of support that I've gotten, and I give it back to them. But I will say this. Videos online and rants and everything are great. They got to beat some ass this weekend, okay? You got to win the game. It's nice to compare them to the American Revolution, but the fact is when the Redcoats and Cornwallis showed up, the Colonials took it to them. They won the battle. If everything goes terribly this weekend at the Link, we're not going to be having any fun ranting and raving about Rocky in 1776. You got to do the thing.
That's right. You got to load the rifle with the pebbles that are around Bunker Hill, and you got to continue to fire when you see the whites of their eyes. I appreciate the historical references for sure. Of course, we're talking with Kyle Brandt, who is the host of the NFL Network's Good Morning Football, and if you haven't seen him on Twitter or Facebook by now with his epic rants, I don't know. You must be living under a hole or not watching one of the best programs in the morning. So. Also, just looking at the other side, do you kind of feel like there's that semi-mentality going on with the Jaguars right now? Certainly, Jalen Ramsey is not shy about boasting what is happening on the field at all times, on and off of it. And I kind of love that, to be honest with you. Do you think there's an upset brewing in New England this weekend?
It's 100% possible. Anybody who says that it's a ludicrous notion that the Jaguars or Blake Bortles could go in and win in New England isn't paying attention. That's not my opinion. That's just facts. John, the toughest club in all of the NFL to get into, it's not the Hall of Fame. It's not the Super Bowl. It's the club of guys who have gone to Foxborough and beaten Brady and Belichick in the playoffs. The number of guys in that club as starting quarterbacks are two, Joe Flacco and Mark Sanchez. I mean, this is not exactly Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, all those great AFC quarterbacks. It's those two. And they did it because they beat the snot out of Brady and they ran the ball. And Jacksonville can do both of those things. I'm telling you right now, I think Philadelphia is going to win this weekend. And do not be shocked, Philadelphia, if you go to Minnesota and the Jacksonville Jaguars are waiting for you. 2018 is off to a crazy start.
I would love it just to ruin America by having Bortles versus Foles. I'm totally down for that. totally down for that. So you think the Eagles are going to win? And
I think I need
a score prediction if that's true.
Of course I can give you a score prediction. It's going to be 26-20 Eagles.
Wow.
We're gonna have some Jake Elliott field goals. John, this is the time to believe in these things. We got all kinds of crazy stuff happening. I ran down all the things from Philadelphia. Look at yourself, John. You come, you start working in Iowa. You're producing Ryan Seacrest. Did you ever think you'd be at WIP a couple of nights before the NFC title game in Philadelphia?
No.
Miracles can happen.
I love the research that happens with Kyle Brandt. That's why he's the best of the business. No doubt about it, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. If you are not watching this guy, again, I don't know what you're doing. It's so entertaining. The whole crew at Good Morning Football, tell them they're doing a fantastic job, man. I wake up to it every morning.
John, I'm flattered to come on. I'm a big fan. Thank you so much. 26-20 Birds. We'll see you in Minnesota.
All right. We'll see you there, Kyle. Thank you so much, pal. Look at that. Kyle Brandt just checking in with us in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.